Good morning. This is Mose with the Daily Inspirations for today. I have a topic before me here that I would like to just take a little brief glimpse into. It is such a vast topic. It is a topic that is actually makes a difference between heaven and hell for every one of us. And so it's a very serious topic, and I feel like in the 10 minutes or so that I have here this morning that I will not be able to nearly cover the vastness of this subject. And the subject that I'd like to talk about is, well, it's, maybe I could say it's two different subjects, but I want to kind of put them side by side. And the one, let's say the beauty of holiness versus the ugliness of sin. So let's consider, why did God give us a choice? You know, he set before us from the very beginning, heaven and hell. He set before us sin and righteousness or holiness. You know, in the beginning, long before man was created, and I don't know how that, we don't have a record of everything there as far as when the devil was created and when the angels were created and all that stuff. We do have a record of when the earth was created, and how the earth was created, and how man was created. And, you know, God gave us enough in his word that we can make a choice. And he has set before us, as we consider the Bible, the whole Bible, he has set before us a choice between wickedness and holiness, between sin and righteousness, actually between God and the devil. God himself has set before us a choice. And what I would like to take a look at is, I would like to just somewhat look at some verses that, some Bible verses here that would bring out sin. And I would also like to look at some Bible verses that talk about holiness, about righteousness. And then maybe about hell and heaven. And just before we're done here this morning, I would like to impress upon each one of our hearts the choice that we have to make between good and evil. And here in Genesis 4:7, God is talking to Cain after he had slain his brother Abel. And Genesis 4:7 says, "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." You know, the sin, the desire for sin, the devil from the fall in the beginning of time, the desire for sin is in each one of our hearts because we are a fallen people. We are a people that is prone to sin. And let's just, let's consider a little bit, you know, the devil himself and the awful things that the devil will have to face yet in eternity, throughout all eternity. You know, the devil is doomed to an eternity without God. Eternity in the pits of hell. Fire and brimstone, it says. And I guess we know all, we've all experienced the burn or the pain of a burn. When we get burned, when we get too close to a fire or a hot iron or too close to a hot skillet on the stove or a splashing oil from cooking and frying something. And we all know the painfulness of a burn. And here it does say that the devil and his angels and his followers will spend eternity in hell, in that hellfire, in that painful situation, not only for a minute or two, not only for an hour, not only for a day, and not even only for a year, but throughout all eternity. Eternity, how long is eternity? Okay, let's say that you walk around your house, and you walk and you walk and you walk. And for our house here, there's a lane all the way around the house, and I can walk in the lane, and I can walk out the lane and down the road and turn in the lane, and I can walk and walk and walk around the house, and there's no end to it. I can walk as long as I want to, and I still be going around the house. Well, that's what eternity is. You know, eternity is as a ring without an end, as a circle without an end. It does not stop. There is no end to it. It just goes on and on and on and on. And that's what, and God has given us a choice to choose between the glories of heaven or the sin. And I'd also like to just lift up a little bit. I think I'll go to Revelation and take a look at heaven. And it says that him, in Revelation 3:12, it says, him that overcometh, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. And there is just beauty in heaven. There is holiness in heaven. There is, it says in Revelation 4:2, it says, behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, God himself. Did you ever stop and consider how beautiful it is that God himself wants us to spend eternity with him in heaven? The most loving God, the God that sent his only son to die on that cruel cross. That God, the God that created heaven and earth. And as we consider all the vastness of the universe, and just God created all this, he is a great and holy God, and yet he wants to live in our hearts. God is not a terror to us. God is a loving Father, a heavenly Father. God is God is beautiful. God is holy. God is righteous. And to live with God for all eternity is a blessing. It is beyond description. It is beyond description to live with God for all eternity, that we would have the privilege of living with God for all eternity. Now, it says at one place that heaven, the great city that came out of heaven is 70. No, I can't say the actual words there in the Bible, I guess, but it's a big city, and it's as high as it is wide, and it's 70. It's like a cube, and it's coming out of heaven. And that cube is as big as from here, from Pennsylvania to Florida. According to the measurements given there in the Bible, That cube is big, and there's enough room for everybody that was ever born on earth. And so God has prepared for us a city, a beautiful city. And it talks about being that city being paved with gold. And I don't know, but I just imagine, I don't know what you think of heaven, but I imagine heaven being a beautiful place. I mean, I've gone to different places and I've looked at the beauty of man's creation. I've looked at the beauty of God's creation, like I've been over to the Swiss Alps and the beauty of the Alps there and the splendor, the great towering peaks, and the creation of God is so beautiful. And here God has created for us, his people, a beautiful place called heaven. And that place is so beautiful. It's beyond description. It's beyond anything that we have ever seen, according to the words that we have written for us in the Bible. It talks about heaven being a beautiful place. And can you imagine the most beautiful scene that you have ever seen? And I don't know what looks beautiful in your eyes, but just consider the most beautiful scene that you have ever seen. And we probably can't imagine a million times more beautiful than the most beautiful thing that we have seen. But let's just consider, let's say, 100 times. 100 times more beautiful than anything we have ever seen or experienced. That's what heaven is going to be like. It's beautiful in every way. It's an awesome place. It's a place that I don't want to miss, because I know that for eternity I will be with God, and I will be close to God. I will be able to walk with Jesus all throughout eternity. And you know, if we don't walk with Jesus today in this life, we can't expect to walk with Jesus in eternity. So this morning, let's just consider heaven and hell, and let's consider the holiness versus sin, and let's consider that we have a choice to make. We all have a choice to make. Which do I want? Do I want that beauty of holiness, or do I want the ugliness of sin? And we could go on and on and on, and we could talk about the wickedness of this world. We could talk about how that the pain and suffering that wickedness brings. And we could also talk about the beauty of holiness and what that, how beautiful that is. And it's a beautiful thing to walk in holiness and righteousness. It's an awesome thing to walk in in holiness and in righteousness. And it has eternal rewards versus the eternal condemnation of sin. So what choice do I want to make this morning? Let's make it very personal, and let's say, do I want the beauty of holiness? Do I want the rewards that holiness has to offer? Do I want the rewards of heaven, the rewards of an eternal place with God? Or do I want the condemnation of the devil and the experience the pain of fire and brimstone for all eternity? It's your choice. It's my choice. Today, it says in the Bible, today choose you whom you will serve, whether the gods of the Amorites, the gods of this world, or the God of heaven. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Make a commitment. Choose. Make that choice. Make the right choice this morning. And consider whom you will serve. And then also, as you make that commitment, realize the awesomeness of that commitment and follow through. And as you go through life, having made that commitment, consider what brings you closer to God and what brings you closer to the world. Does the dress that you wear, does the clothing that you wear, does that bring you closer to God or closer to the devil? Does that make you look more like the world or more like God? Let's consider where. There's so many things that we could talk about as to where this leads to, where that leads to, and modesty, and just so many different things that, consider. Little choices all down through life. Little choices can have such a big impact upon our lives, and not only our lives, but throughout all eternity. So let's make wise choices. Let's be faithful to God, and let's choose God. Let's choose holiness. Let's choose righteousness. Okay, well, it's time to quit, and God bless you this morning. Come back again tomorrow morning, and let's allow the Spirit of God to lead us. And so let's have a word of prayer before we dismiss here this morning. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for setting before us a choice. And I pray, dear God, for each one of the listeners today that they might make the choice of Jesus Christ. Make the choice of heaven and not the choice of hell. I pray that each one of us, as we consider the little choices done through the days of our life, that the little choices that we make, that they would be made in light of eternity, and that we could consider where that choice leads us to. So, Father, this morning, we commit it all into your hand and trust that you will have your way in my life, in each one of the lives that of the listeners' lives, and we just commit it to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. God bless you as you continue to seek first the kingdom of God.